I don't know if I can do this in 4 minutes. Jerry Bader Show 1026. I wanted to allow myself enough time in this segment to explain what the Supreme Court did and did not do yesterday. Now, the headline is a SCOTUS rebuke for President Obama. On a 9-0 ruling, they struck down his temporary appointments to the National Labor Relations Board, which means dozens of rulings are going to have to be revisited because they ruled those appointments were unconstitutional. Why? I just don't know if I can do this in 3 minutes. Constitutionally, presidents are allowed to make recess appointments. This was done back in the day when, if Congress wasn't in session, it could take months to get them in session. What the founders were looking at is Congress is in session only a brief period of time. Then they went back to their farm fields and whatnot. And it took weeks, maybe months, to get them back to Washington. In the 20th century, railroads came along, but still, it was weeks. So rather than have a position held open until the next time Congress was in session, which could have been months, the president was allowed a recess appointment. A minority of conservative justices argued that's an anachronism. In today's world, you can get Congress back in a very short period of time, days. And if they are in recess, you can get them back and the president can have his appointment considered at that time. Okay, that's not what Congress, or that's not what the Supreme Court dealt with, though. The conservative members really wanted to. They basically wanted to say, look, in the 21st century, we don't really need recess appointments anymore. They're almost constantly in Washington, and if they're not, you can get them back there in pretty short time anyway. I wish they would have dealt with that. They didn't deal with that. What they did is narrowly rule that Congress wasn't in recess when he did this. What has been accepted is that they have to be gone at least 10 days. They were gone for 3 days. They weren't in recess. Congress isn't in recess unless Congress declares itself in recess. Congress didn't do that. Now, this is very arcane to many people because this should have been a huge scandal. However, there are so many Obama scandals, it just got piled in with the rest. But this is another part of him usurping congressional authority, declaring on his own that Congress was in recess when they weren't. So this was an easy 9-0 vote. Even if you accept that recess appointments make sense in 2014, and they don't, Congress wasn't in recess. Well, how do you know? Because they didn't declare themselves in recess. Jason's going on vacation next week. If I tell him not to come into work tomorrow because we don't want to pay him, I can't say you're on vacation tomorrow, or assuming tomorrow was a work day. I can't do that. Jason's on vacation when he says, I'm taking vacation. Congress is in recess when they declare they're in recess. There should have been far more outrage about this. You want to talk about a constitutional overreach? This was now ruled unconstitutional. Unfortunately, they didn't go to the larger issue of just basically saying, we don't need recess appointments in this day and age. All right, We have something a little different coming up in 5 minutes. It's 10:30.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.